This is a Sichuan News Update. Imagination and creativity are on full display across the Harbor City's downtown and along Bowen Road as the city of Nanaimo displays a new banner design by a local youth artist. Solana Vandeler is a local grade 11 artist who tells CHY that art and storytelling has been something she's been interested in for as long as she can remember.
I kind of have been doing art my whole life. Ever since I was little, it started with just drawings with markers and crayons and pencil crayons. And then over the years, I kind of just improved my skills, did a lot of studying other people's art, and just tried to build upon my skills as much as possible. There wasn't really a moment where I started. It kind of just was here the whole time.
Vandeler describes herself as a passionate multimedia artist.
I feel like I use a lot of different mediums, but some of my favorites is usually paint. I particularly like acrylic paint and oil paint. I also do a lot of sketching with pencils, and I do a little bit of digital art as well, which is what I did for my banner.
Along with art class, Vandeler says she enjoys English class as she enjoys storytelling. She says the inspiration of the design is growth and change, with the banner depicting an arbutus tree as a symbol of resilience and transformation.
Well, for the arbutus tree, obviously that's a very iconic symbol of Nanaimo, so it's one of the things I thought of. And for the theme was the world through your eyes. I thought of the arbutus tree as kind of a symbol of growth and change, which is why I picked it.
Vandeler's new banner design was created for the City of Nanaimo's 2026 Banner Design Program, where her design was chosen from a provincial-wide call for artists aged 19 and under. She says it was her art teacher who encouraged her to put her name in for the art call.
My art teacher actually introduced us to the banner contest in our art class, and she was the one that actually convinced me to enter. I probably wouldn't have known about it beforehand.
Vandeler is now the youngest artist ever to be selected for the street banner program in the City of Nanaimo.
It was really crazy. I almost didn't believe it at first. I remember my mom telling me, and I was just like, wow.
She says now that the banners with her design are up and now displayed, she can't believe how cool it is to see her artwork so prominent throughout the city.
It's really cool. Every time I see it, I'm like in a little bit of disbelief. Like, wow, I actually designed that and it's there. Just like hanging from the poles. It's really cool.
While Vandeler has still a bit of time before she finishes up high school, the grade 11 student already has dreams to continue art and pursue either art or graphic design once she graduates.
For sure. I do want to do some kind of career in the arts, even if it's not particularly just being an artist. I want to be able to work my creativity into my career.
The City of Nanaimo says Vandeler represents a new generation of creative voices that will help shape the identity of the city. The 2026 Street Banner Program, featuring artwork by Vandeler, has been installed throughout Nanaimo's downtown and along Bowen Road and 3rd Street. For CHY News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Mid-Coast Morning, at chly.ca/news.